losing 3 of 4 to now being on this 8-game winning streak. What has been the biggest difference for this team?
Just gaining confidence and getting better each week. Taking what we've been doing in the meetings and going out there on the field and executing everything that we were supposed to do on the field during games. And obviously never giving up. You know, there's been times where we've been down, but just continuing to play football.
Can you give us an update on your knee, if you're able to practice, and how you feel for this week?
I'll be ready to go. I feel just fine by game time, and so I expect to be close to 100%.
But Danny, could you talk about Phillip Rivers and how he's progressed in his 2 years as your starter?
Well, he's gotten better each year, each game, it feels like. And I think he really turned the corner when he started to understand what North wanted out of this offense. And that's when you've seen him start to play better, because he understood where he wanted to go with the football. And it was the same situation last year. Whenever he started to understand what was going on out there, he started to play better. And so this year it took a little while to get used to what Norv was asking from not only him but all of us. And I think that was the reason for the slow start. But
when do you think it turned for Phillip? Is there a game particularly you think it turned?
I'm not sure. I can't put a finger on it to say which game it was.
Well, Danian, when you were 1-4, honestly, did you think this team had, you know, what it took to get this far?
I did. I really thought, even when we was 1-4, I still, you know, in my mind, thought we was one of the better teams in the AFC. And I always felt like on any given day, you know, we can play with anybody and have a chance to win the game.
LC, there's been a lot of talk about the temperature and what it's going to be in New England for game day around 15 degrees. How does the temperature change the game for you guys, and what's the coldest you've ever played in?
Well, I don't know if the wind is going to be a factor, but I think when you talk about wind, it obviously has an effect on everything you want to do as far as throwing the football. And so I don't know if that's going to be a factor, but it may change a little bit what we want to do offensively. If it's cold, then that's, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just cold, as long as the wind is not a factor. And, you know, a few years ago, when we won our first AFC West division crown, we played in Cleveland, and the temperature was probably right around, I don't know, 15 degrees, you know, 14 degrees with a wind chill close to zero. So it was pretty cold out there.
You talked about the slow start of the team, but you started off awfully slow too, and you ended up winning the rushing title. Can you take us back? How frustrated were you personally early on, not really being able to help the team? And then were you surprised you ended up coming on and winning the second rushing title the way you started?
Well, I just wanted to have a chance to carry the ball a little bit. In the beginning of the year, you know, I was averaging somewhere around 18 carries, 19, something like that. And so I obviously wanted the ball a little bit more, wanted to run the ball a little bit more. And when we started to do that, we started to have success and running the football. And so, that was pretty much what happened.
Do you have to prepare differently?
What did it mean to win that second rushing title?
It just meant that I had another a good year. It really didn't mean too much more than that. I was happy to be in that position at the end of the season, especially after the way the season started, to be sitting at that position, having a chance to win the rushing title going into the last game.
Differently for New England than you would for the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, I mean, they're a different team. They're not the Indianapolis Colts. And so, obviously, you're going to prepare a little differently.
Jamie, can you talk a little bit about Darren Sproles and the life that he seems to give your team when maybe the other team least expects it?
Yeah, well, he adds a spark plug to our team, whether it's on special teams or on the backfield. And sometimes you need that, especially on special teams when you want to gain an edge. you need that spark, and he's definitely given that to us, especially last week when he took that screen pass 50-some yards. That was something that we needed. And anytime he get a crease, he has the speed to take it a distance.
But Danny, what about Michael Turner? He certainly has played a big role for you, especially last week, too. What's it meant to have him as your teammate?
Well, he's been doing this since I can remember. It's been great to have him on the team because I've always felt like I can take a rest at times throughout the game and kind of stay fresh because I got a guy like Michael Turner who can come in there and pound away and keep the chains moving. So it's a benefit to all of us to have him on the field and have him on our team. He's a pro. You know, he understands his role on his team, and he does it.
So, Danian, for all you've accomplished and for all the records you set, how exciting is this chance to be one step away from the biggest stage?
Oh, it's very exciting. You know, I can't tell you how excited I am. You know, this is the furthest I've ever been. Ever since, you know, I was a kid, I've dreamed about playing the Super Bowl and having a chance to win a championship. And so, it's a great feeling. But, you know, we got a tough task ahead of us. You know, we're playing perhaps probably the greatest team to ever play football. And so we got a heck of a task, and we just hope we don't get embarrassed.
LT, Patriots have a lot of guys who have championship game experience. How much of a factor is that in a game like this?
I don't know. I mean, we've never been there, so I can't tell you how much of a factor will be until after the game.
After your playoff game against New England last year, and then your meeting with Belichick at the Pro Bowl, how would you describe your relationship with Bill Belichick?
I have the utmost respect for Bill. I think he's absolutely one of the greatest coaches to coach ever, you know, because the way he's able to get his team prepared, obviously the Super Bowls he's won, but the way he's able to get them ready to play each week, the way he game plans people, I mean, no doubt he's one of the greatest coaches to ever play, to ever coach. And so I have a lot of respect for him, you know. And, you know, I can't tell you if I would play for him, obviously, you know, if it came down to that, I wouldn't turn it down to be able to play for a coach like him.
Okay, most running backs have such a light career span. They don't last very long. How have you been able to maintain such a strong level of play, and how do you continue to maintain that going forward in the future?
Well, I mean, just continue to try to stay on top of my game by keeping my body healthy, you know, make sure I take care of my body as far as the massages and different things like that, and making sure I control what I put into my body so I can continue to play at a high level.
Hey, along those same lines, I know that you were
lost in New England. Stuck with you as a kid? Is it still leaving a bad taste in your mouth?
No, we'll let that go. You know, we got another opportunity, so you can't dwell on the past. You got to think about the present now.
LaDainian, I know that during the offseason you work very hard to keep yourself in game shape. Is there going to be a difference or a change? What happens when you play three extra games after the regular season?
Well, if you go right into playing them games, I think it's better for you. I've experienced both having a bye week and now being able to play straight through. And I really think you keep the momentum. You stay in football shape. You stay physically and mentally sharp, and I think that helps you going into the playoffs. One more, guys, and I got to run.
Well, Daniel, you said you know you want to keep it all in the past, you know, like last year's playoff game, but you guys crushed the Patriots 2 years ago. A bunch of you were in that football game. Do you not draw on that at all and say, you know, we can beat these guys?
No, you can't really dwell on the past like that because it was a couple of years ago. It was regular season. They had a lot of guys that was hurt. You know, they was real banged up. And so you can't put too much stock in what happened then. This is a totally different team, you know. And if I'm not mistaken, I mean, Drew was our quarterback then. And so it's a totally different team.
Thanks
guys.
Good luck with it.
Thanks, Dan.